The 2008 Perseid Meteor Shower, presented by Science at NASA. July 22, 2008. Mark your calendar. The 2008 Perseid Meteor Shower peaks on August 12th, and it should be a good show. The time to look is during the dark hours before dawn on Tuesday, August 12th, says Bill Cook of NASA's Meteoroid Environment Office at the Marshall Space Flight Center. There should be plenty of meteors, perhaps one or two every minute. The source of the shower is comet Swift-Tuttle. Although the comet is far away, currently located beyond the orbit of Uranus, a trail of debris from the comet stretches all the way back to Earth. Crossing that trail in August, Earth will be pelted by specks of comet dust, hitting the atmosphere at 132,000 miles per hour. At that speed, even a flimsy speck of dust makes a vivid streak of light when it disintegrates. A meteor. Because Swift-Tuttle's meteors streak out of the constellation Perseus, they are called Perseids. Note, in the narrative that follows, all times are local. For instance, 9 p.m. means 9 p.m. in your time zone, wherever you live. Sirius meteor hunters will begin their watch early, on Monday evening, August 11th, around 9 p.m., when Perseus first rises in the northeast. This is the time to look for Perseid Earth grazers, meteors that approach from the horizon and skim the atmosphere overhead like a stone skipping across the surface of a pond. Earth grazers are long, slow, and colorful. They are the most beautiful of meteors, says Cook. He cautions that an hour of watching may net only a few of these at most, but seeing even one can make the whole night worthwhile. A warm summer night, bright meteors skimming overhead, and the peak is yet to come? What could be better than that? The answer lies halfway up the southern sky. Jupiter and the Gibbous Moon converge on August 11th and 12th for a close encounter in the constellation Sagittarius. It's a grand sight, visible even from light-polluted cities. For a while, the beautiful moon will interfere with the Perseids, lunar glare wiping out all but the brightest meteors. Yin Yang. The situation reverses itself at 2 a.m. on Tuesday morning, August 12th, when the moon sets and leaves behind a dark sky for the Perseid shower. The shower will surge into the darkness, peppering the sky with dozens and perhaps even hundreds of meteors until dawn. For maximum effect, get away from city lights, Cook advises. The brightest Perseids can be seen from the cities, he allows, but the greater flurry of faint, delicate meteors is visible only from the countryside. Scouts, this is a good time to go camping. The Perseids are coming. Enjoy the show. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.